بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed this human being with a great number of favors and amongst all these favors the greatest favor which Allah سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with for the people of Iman is that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has given us deen through the agency of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. That verily, there is absolutely no doubt about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored the believers. What is the ihsan? What is the favor? What is the great bounty? About which there is absolutely no doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent from amongst them for their hidayat, for their guidance, for their success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent from amongst them a messenger. That is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Particularly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a special favor from Allah, particularly for the believers. Why? Because they are the ones who will be able to derive maximum benefit from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who do not believe upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously they will not be able to derive complete benefit from Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala, what was the favor? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with deen. This is a great favor of Allah. It is absolutely essential. As essential as water is for the creations of Allah that live upon this earth. The creations of Allah that live upon this earth, if they do not get water, without water they will be destroyed. They cannot live, they cannot prosper without water. In exactly the same way, understand it or don't understand it, my respected brothers, exactly like that, every one of us, in order to remain alive, in order to prosper, as the other creations require water, we require deen and iman. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equated and gave the example. He said, مَثَلُ مَا بَعَثَنِ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَالْهُدَىٰ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثِ. He said the example and the similitude of that knowledge and that hidayat and that deen and iman which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me with is like rain. The water that comes down from the skies, the entire creation of Allah, this water is a source of their livelihood, is a source of them prospering. Whether it is the makhluk that are walking, whether it is the makhluk that are crawling, whether it is the makhluk that are flying, every one of them requires water in order to live. That is why Allah Ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. That we made every living thing out of water. As necessary as water is for them to exist, in exactly the same way, the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this deen and iman which came to us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as necessary for us to survive, for us to be successful in this world. There is absolutely no success without it. The importance of this deen has been stressed to such an extent that there is absolutely no doubt whatsoever that if there is no deen, there will be complete halakat and destruction. In order to survive, in order to prosper, in order to be successful, we have to have deen. This is why we are commanded to go ahead, outdo one another. Strive in the earning of this, in the learning of this deen, in the propagating of this deen. Every group of humanity, whether rich, whether poor, no one is exempt. For the success of every one of them, deen and iman is a necessity. And the effort in order to learn this and in order to pass this on for the entire humanity, whether the ruler, whether the ruled, whether the laborer, whether the subject, every one of them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a da'i and he was sent as a muallim, as a teacher. And without this, they can never ever be success. The existence of this human being is based on two things. There are two parts to this human being. One is what we call the body, and the other is the soul of this human being. The body emanates from the earth. It is made from sand, from dust. And the soul, this is the amr and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the soul and ruh is brought by the angels. And it is put into this human being. And likewise, the angels will take it away on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer, the nourisher, the provider of both the body of this human being as well as the soul of this human being. Allah ta'ala sustains this body from where it emanated. In other words, this body came from the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the produce of this earth for the sustenance of this human being. Whatever the body of this person requires is found in the earth. Whether it is the vegetation, whether it is the gold, silver, water, whatever it may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever this body of this insan and human being requires in order to live and subsist in this world, before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the treasury of all this. Allah ta'ala created it in the earth. This is why it is mentioned in the riwayat that Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And then the last day was the day of Jumu'ah, that is the seventh day. On that day, Adam alayhi salam was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, Adam alayhi salam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرُّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينَ. That you, that is human beings, Adam alayhi salam is addressed the rest of humanity, that you will have to live upon this earth. You will have to derive benefit from this earth to the extent of your lifespan. In other words, till a set point. On an individual level, what is that set point? The mort and death of every human being. On a collective level, what is the set point of the life of humanity on this earth? It is till Qiyamah. Because Qiyamah in essence is what? Is the death of this earth. So up till that point, insan, human being, will have to derive benefit from this earth and will have to subsist and remain alive upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabb. Allah is the sustainer, nourisher, provider. Allah ta'ala does not only sustain and nourish the body of this insan, but the ruh and the soul of this human being. Rabb and nourisher, sustainer, provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The body, the sustenance we derive from the earth, likewise the needs and requirements of this body, when it gets dirty, you cleanse it with water, it requires shelter, you require clothing, etc. However, this eating and drinking and fulfilling the needs of the body, this is not the sole purpose of the existence of this human being. If this had to be the sole purpose, then what would be the difference between human beings and animals? Animals eat, drink, and subsist in this world, but this human being was given a soul. This was sent down. And that soul also has needs and requirements. What is the purpose of this insan? What is the requirement of that soul to fulfill the responsibility which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us? To live a life in conformance with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam was sent to this world to make us understand this and to make us recognize this, that the purpose of this life is not only to eat and drink, that animals do also. Mata'an lakum wa li'an'amikum. Allah Ta'ala says we have kept benefit in this world for you and for your animals. But the soul, was it created just to eat and drink? No, the soul was created to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize and develop a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereby creating the capacity within it to carry out such a life which is in conformance with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sustenance of the soul of this human being from the heavens, the ahkamat and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were sent down. That of iman, that of dhikr, that of ilm, that of akhlaq and character. All this is for the soul and the heart of this human being. Otherwise, without this, There is no difference between his life and the life of an animal. So we find, my respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا, that we send down upon you a soul. One is the soul that is in the body. The other is the soul that was the ruh that was sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This refers to the Quran. This refers to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is necessary for the sustenance of the soul of every human being. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To acquire the knowledge. To turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if a person is deprived of this, then he will be jahil and he will be ignorant. And his life, there will be no difference between his life and the life of an animal. An animal eats, drinks and then dies. If this human being eats, drinks and dies, the difference, the animal does not have to give hisab or accountability in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this insan, he will be called to account in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, my respected brothers, this fikr, this concern, this worry that I have to give hisab and accountability in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be there. The purpose of this life is to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the conviction that in this Allah ta'ala has kept my success, and with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the realization that Allah is going to reward us for this. Allah ta'ala has given bounties for this human being, for the body of humanity, for the body of insan. And it is a principle in this world that as a human being grows, he will derive more and more benefit from the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in this world for this human being. Like there are ni'mats and bounties for the body, for the ruh and the soul of this human being, there are ni'mats and bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the integral difference is that the ni'mat and bounties that Allah has kept for this ruh and the soul of human being is not in this world. That Allah Ta'ala has kept in the hereafter. Why? Because this world is temporary. This world is going to come to an end, like the body of insan will come to an end. The ruh is not going to come to an end. The ruh will move from this phase to the next phase. It will go up. So the ni'mats and bounties for this ruh, Allah has kept it in the next life. Such ni'mats, such bounties, such objects of pleasure, no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, no heart has even imagined such things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for the pleasure of this ruh and soul of humanity. The fourth thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this human being is that in every human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created something which we refer to as what we call fitrat. What is meant by this fitrat? This is a capacity or an ability which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intrinsically has made part of the nature of every human being. That this capacity or ability is such that if there are no outside negative influences that are allowed to influence and affect it, then automatically this person will live such a life which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will recognize Allah and he will become the true slave of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of the hadith, he said, every child is born on the natural inclination to obey Allah. If there are no outside influences, he will live a life of Allah's total obedience. However, it is the parents sometimes that take the child towards Judaism or towards Christianity or towards idol worship. They destroy the natural inclination that is there inherent in every child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to turn the nature of this insan towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has created this fitrat, natural ability, inclination, instinct to search and to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat gives an example. He says there was a young child. Child grew up in front of us, 5 or 6 years of age. This child was mute, was dumb, could not speak. Once, he says, I explained to the child with signs that the earth, the sky, the creator of everything is one Allah. This child, despite being unable to speak, was mute. This child understood what was being referred to. and brought the conviction upon that. It so happened that this child, and we find that nowadays, Hazrat observes that even mute people are doing tabligh, are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because of that natural instinct that is there to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, this child remained in a deeni environment. The parents of this child decided to go for Hajj. Child was living in some village in India. So where to leave the child when they are going for Hajj? There was a maternal uncle that lived in Bombay, which was a city. Now one is the village life, the other is the city life. So this child was taken, left in the care of his uncle. So the uncle, thinking to himself that this child, there isn't much for it to do, to keep him busy, he entered him into a school, but not a school that was inclined towards deen, another type of school. So this child went for 1 or 2 days and thereafter refused to go to that school. So when asked that why is it don't you want to go to the school, then the child by signs said, showed that in that environment in the school I can't hear azan and I can't hear dua, making signs. There are no aspects of deen that are found there. This is a testimony of that fitrat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept inherently in every human being, which if there are no negative outside influences to destroy it, will naturally cause a person to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the system in this world. One is the body, one is the soul, one is the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam that was sent to us, and the other is that fitrat, natural inclination, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inherently kept in every human being, that will take us in that direction in order. The system Allah has put into place for us to recognize the purpose of this life is to fulfill the responsibility which Allah has created us for, that is to become obedient.